Okay, so this is the third part of this little subtask, which is to implement the tombstoning and task switching features of our application. Just like we did with the add.xaml, we're going to have to do the same thing for viewedit.xaml. So let's do a little cleanup here. I've got too many windows open, and I want to avoid confusion as we get started here. The only thing I really need open at this point is viewedit.xaml, and I need to find the loaded page. Now, I think where I'm going to start with is I'm going to take all of this out. Well, I could leave it in here. I'm going to leave it there for now. I was thinking about putting this into its own little method. I'm not sure that there's a benefit to that at the moment, so I'm going to leave it there. But at any rate, what we want to do is kind of give ourselves that roadmap. First, okay, so let's go ahead and create our settings like we did before, because we're going to need to check just like we did previously by doing something like this. String state and settings contains state. So if we have the key state, then let's grab the value out. So if settings that try get value of type string for the key state gives us a value that we're interested in, namely if the state equals edit, then we need to go into edit mode, which means we're going to need to retrieve the value out and put it in the edit text box. So if, well, let's start over again. String, call this my, well, let's just call it value. So if settings contains a key called value, then we want to get that to ensure, or to, we're grabbing out the value, right, and we're going to put it in the text box. Okay. Got to keep reassuring myself I know what I'm doing here. Try get value of type string. I'm gonna grab out the key, the value associated with the key called value. A little confusing there. Whoops, I forgot the keyword out. There we go. So what I'm going to do is we're going to go edit textbox.text equals the value. And now I gotta, this is where it becomes a little bit more difficult with the viewedit.xaml. I have to worry about getting everything set up correctly. I got to get us into edit mode. Typically, we're in view mode whenever we come into the into our view edit page. And so this is where things start getting a little bit hairy for me. I got to make some decisions. Not the least of which is that this gets us set up to run whenever the application opens normally. But here we're going to have to create code that gets us automatically into the edit mode. So here's where I think some helper methods are going to come in handy, just to kind of encapsulate all the bits together to describe these two states. So the first thing I'm going to do, I think, is just create this private void bind view, and then I'm going to have another one called private void bind edit. And you'll see how I use these in just a moment. It's really just a way to encapsulate this functionality and kind of keep it all in one place. to avoid confusion and do too much in one chunk of code and not really come away understanding what I'm doing. Now this bind view should only happen if this scenario, if we're not hitting this scenario here. So, or if there's no state. So here's what I'm gonna do else. All right, so if we don't have a key called state, then execute bind view. If we do have a key called state, but the value is not edit, then we should call bind view. Okay, I feel better about this already. Now, if we were to get to this point, then we should call bind edit. Now, what should bind edit do? Pretty much what we do whenever we click the edit button. So let me find that edit button here. So it really should perform the same operation, maybe not this part of it where we're doing the check, but definitely these three steps. So what I'm going to do is just I'm going to cut those out, and I'm going to call bind edit here. And we may have to revisit this line 38 in just a moment. I'm going to paste that in here. Furthermore, what I want in the text box may not be in the text display box just automatically. What I want is to pass that in. So I'm going to create a input parameter called content, and then I'll set this equal to content. There. I feel better about this already. Then, back in line 38, when I call this, I'm going to pass that in there. So I'm calling bindEdit, in this case, to pass in whatever was in the display text box whenever you click the edit on the phone, the edit button. And back in our loaded event, I'm going to call bindEdit, and I'm going to pass in the value that we retrieved from our isolated storage settings. Man, I love that. That's a lot cleaner, in my mind anyway. But we still have some work to do here. So at this point, we've set the visibility of the text block to collapse. Perfect. We set the visibility of the edit text box to visible. That's great. We want to get into edit mode, which we didn't do before anyway, so this will be a nice little addition. So we want to set the focus. And then if you recall from our previous video, we want to set that selection start equal to the edit text box dot text dot length, like we did before in the previous video. And then what we need to do, like we did in the previous video, was set the state bag. When you are in edit mode, we want to make sure, whoops, all right, so clearly I have to once again declare isolated storage settings. You know what I did before in the previous video? I'm going to do it right now too. I'm going to take this, chop it out, because I know I'm going to need it several places. I'm going to put it right here. Now I'm going to come back to what I was working on after cleaning that up. Okay, now I don't have to declare it. Settings. All right, so the settings for state, I'm going to set that equal to edit. The settings for the value, I'm going to set that equal to whatever is currently in the edit text box dot text, because we could set it to content. It would be the same thing. 601, half a dozen the other. I've already set the value once. I'm going to go with now the value of record, I guess you'd say, which is the text property. And then I'm going to need one more thing. I'm going to need to hold on to the file name. If I don't, then I'm not going to be able to save this back. So I have to have the file name. Now, I happen to remember that file name is global here. So I don't have to declare that variable. I just have to make sure that it gets filled up. And how am I going to make sure that it gets filled up? Well, we need to make sure that whenever we are working with file name, we set it right there. If we don't do that, I don't think this is going to work. So when we bind, you know, that means we need to do some work in here in our bind view. Actually, when we hit bind edit, we should be okay. All right, I'm sorry. It took me a little bit of time to figure this out, but I think we're good. I think this will work correctly the way that it is. Okay, just want to make sure. And then the one thing that we still, I think, need to do is go to our XAML for view edit so that we can get to our text box and add a clicked event, or I'm sorry, add a text changed event. And let's navigate there. And then here, this is easy. We've done this 100 times. Well, maybe not 100. So whenever the text changes, we're setting our value state bag to the current value of the edit text box. Boy, I'm glad I caught that. We would have been scratching our head for hours trying to figure out that one. All right, I think we have everything in place that we need to. So now it's time to take a first pass at this and see if this is going to work or not. So I'm going to cross my fingers because we wrote a lot of code before testing it, and that makes me really nervous. All right, let's cancel out of that previous state. Well, actually, let's go ahead and add a new note. We're going to need that. Let's save it. Let's get into edit mode. Let's go into edit. All right, sweet. So far, so good. Now I'm going to click the start button. Then I'm going to get back into XAML. With any luck, we are back in edit mode on that note. Let's go cool. I'm going to hit the start button again to tempt fate and see if we indeed will come back to what we do. And now let's save this. Uh-oh, something's broke on the save. It kicked us out of the application entirely. Something on save is not working. When we clicked save, it died. I'll bet you I know what this is. We lost the file name somewhere. I'll bet you on the save, it croaked, because that's the only thing that would kill us, the application, so badly that we would come back to here. So let's take a look at the save functionality in our application and just make sure that we got this right. You know what I think it is? I don't think we ever set the file name when we came back out into the loaded. I mean, here we get value, but we never get the file name. Boy, that was a glaring mistake. Try get value type string. File name. Out. And we'll just use value again, because we just need a temporary variable anyway, so it's not that big of a deal. But we do need to set file name equal to value. All right. So now we've corrupted whatever's in our emulator. And the way to clear that out, if you recall, is to shut down the emulator. That will clear out isolated storage. We'll start over with a new test scenario from the beginning. Let's start debugging the application one more time. Okay, before I execute this, I was looking over some notes that I prepared, and I realize that I did forget one more feature, one more chunk of code that we need to write. And that is, there is a navigate back. Remember on add.xaml.cs, we have a navigate back that reset the application state. We need to do that. Same functionality here on viewedit.xaml. That would have been bad. We would have had to start over again. So I'm glad I saw that note I had to myself. And so this is easy. Since we were successful at saving or going back or deleting or whatever it is that we did, it's time to reset the state all to empty strings, including our state key, our value key, and also now our file name key. Okay, so now let's run the application. Let's add a new note, save it. We're going to go back to it. We're going to edit it, hit the start button, go back to it, make another adjustment here. Cool. Hit start again, go back to it. Now we're going to hit the save button. And it still died. All right, so this means at this point I need to set a breakpoint and see why we're dying. And I think we can just actually run the application again. It's going to show us where it died. Yeah, file name's empty. All right, so I may have to pause the video for a minute and do some heavy duty investigation as to why this is. In fact, I tell you what, I'm going to stop the recording, and we're getting kind of long on this one. We'll come back in the next video and clear up this problem. We'll see you in the next video. Thank you.